Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is A Day Worth 2 Years. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, who has made the day of Arafah a day of great value, wherein rewards and recompense from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is multiplied, and sins and burdens are forgiven. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone with no partner. And I bear witness that our Master and our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant of Allah and his Messenger. O Allah, send your prayers, peace and blessings upon him, his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to have taqwa of Allah, and to act in ways that please Him, and to prepare for your inevitable meeting and judgment in front of Him. For He says, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. And take provisions, but indeed the best of provision is taqwa of Allah. So have taqwa of me, O you of understanding. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Dear believers, we are approaching a day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has greatly esteemed and that He has raised up above all other days, for He swears by it in His saying, وَشَاهِدٍ وَمَشْهُودٍ, by the witness and the witnessed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, الْيَوْمُ الْمَشْهُودِ يَوْمُ الْعَرَفَةِ, that the day that is witnessed is Yawm Arafah, the day of Arafah. So brothers and sisters, what is it about this day that makes it witnessed? This is a day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals Himself to us in whatever level of readiness we have. And it is a day in which we come to know Him because of the bounties and blessings He has given us. And it is a day in which those who take advantage of will find their Lord in their supplications, and they will find His forgiveness in His erasing their bad deeds. They will find His generosity in His multiplying their good deeds, and they will find ultimate felicity in His decreeing for them paradise. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ أَنْ يُعْتِقَى مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ أَنْ يُعْتِقَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ عَبْدًا مِنَ النَّارِ مِنْ يَوْمِ عَرَفَةٍ. That there is no day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees more people from the fire of perdition than the day of Arafah. So brothers and sisters, this is a day that we should strive to make the most of. For it is a day that will herald ultimate felicity for us on that day, after which there is no other day. And so it is not surprising that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has singled out this day. For it is a day in which the commentators of the Quran say that this was the day in which the verses came down that informed us that He had perfected our religion for us. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا, that this day I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you and have approved for you Islam as religion. The commentators say that this verse was revealed on the day of Arafah and that it was a Friday. So all glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created and determined these affairs for us, and who determined that He completed the blessing of His religion for us on Arafah, and that Arafah is that day when we come to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of His majesty and all of His favors unto us. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to recognize the true value of the day of Arafah. And recognition entails that we take advantage of what it is offering us, and that we seize its rewards, and that we race towards good deeds, and that we compete in acts of devotion, that we increase our supplication, and that we have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with humble hearts, tearful eyes, and sincere felt emotion of drawing nearer to Him. We have no better exemplar than our most beloved, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who would increase his supplications on this day, and who said, خَيْرُ الدُّعَاءِ دُعَاءُ يَوْمِ عَرَفَةِ, that the best supplication is the supplication on the day of Arafah. وَخَيْرُ مَا قُلْتُ أَنَا وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ قَبْلِ, and the best of what I and the prophets before me who have said is, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدِ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone, without partners. To Him belongs all dominion, and to Him belongs all praise, and He is capable of all things. So brothers and sisters, we need to align ourselves to the recognition that to Him belongs all dominion. We need to align ourselves to the recognition that to Him belongs all praise. And we need to align ourselves to the reality of La ilaha illallah, the realities of La ilaha illallah. And so one of the greatest acts for those who are observing the day of Arafah and not performing Hajj is the act of fasting. Because Sawm literally means imsak, to abstain from something. And to fast on this day, on a day which is said to be the worth of 2 years, is a day in which our rewards are multiplied, and this sense of abstaining from everything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes fruition in our hearts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sins of 2 years, the sins of the years before and the sins of the years coming. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when asked about fasting on the day of Arafah, said, يُكَفِّرُ السَّنَةَ الْمَاضِيَةَ وَالْبَاقِيَةَ, that it expiates the sins of the past year and the coming year. And another means of attaining forgiveness on the day of Arafah is for a person to guard his tongue and his limbs. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ هَذَا يَوْمٌ مَنْ مَلَكَ فِيهِ سَمْعَهُ وَبَصَرَهُ وَلِسَانَهُ غُفِرَ لَهُ, that this is a day in which whoever controls their hearing, their sight and their tongue, they will be forgiven. O Allah, we ask that you forgive our sins and you accept our deeds and you answer our supplications. And we ask that you make us make of those who make the most of this day. And brothers and sisters, after the day of Arafah, we should also know that as we draw nearer to the day of Eid, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for us the sacrificial offerings, which is a means to seek His pleasure, to enhance our piety and to establish His remembrance and to express our gratitude. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهُ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ لِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the meat, the sacrificial meat, will not reach Allah, nor will its blood, but what reaches Him is piety, taqwa from you. Thus have we subjected them to you so that you may glorify Allah for that which He has guided you unto and give good tidings to the doers of good. So brothers and sisters, this act of sacrifice represents the submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we need to embody in our lives. And from its wisdom is this gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything He gives, including the blessing of life itself and everything it contains. And so once the sacrifice is performed, we should offer the sacrificial meat on behalf of ourselves and our families and be generous to those around us, our dependents, our neighbors and our friends, supporting the needy and the poor. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding the days of Eid, he said, فَإِنَّهَا أَيَّامُ أَكْلٍ وَشُرْبٍ وَذِكْرٍ لِلَّهِ, that they are the days of eating, drinking and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And part of that remembrance is recognizing our families and the rights they have upon us, and spreading happiness and building up the connections and restoring the ties of kinship. So I say this and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Itha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.